May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'm going to read a few verses in the Old Testament and connect some dots when we go back to the New Testament. So hang in there with me. Thank you, Lord. This is Hosea chapter 10, 1 and 2. Israel is a luxuriant vine. He produces fruit for himself. The more his fruit, the more altars he made. The richer his land, the better he made the sacred pillars. Their heart is faithless. Now they must bear their guilt. The Lord will break down their altars and destroy their sacred pillars. This is from Isaiah chapter 5, verse 1. Let me sing now for my well-beloved, a song of my beloved concerning his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard on a fertile hill, and he dug it all around and removed its stones. He planted it with the choicest vine, and he built a tower in the middle of it and hewed out a wine vat in it. And then he expected it to produce good grapes, but it produced only worthless ones. And now, inhabitants of Jerusalem, men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there for me to do for my vineyard that I had not done? Why, when I expected it to produce good fruits, did it produce worthless ones? So now let me tell you what I'm going to do to my vineyard. I'll remove its hedge, and it will be consumed. I will break down its walls, and it will become trampled around. And I will lay it waste, and it will not be pruned or hoed, but briars and thorns will come up, and will also charge the clouds to rain, no rain on it, for the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. This is from Ezekiel chapter 15. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, how is the wood of the vine better than the wood of any other branch, which is among the trees of the forest? Can wood from a vine be taken from it to make anything? Or can men take a peg from it on which to hang any vessel? If it had been put into the fire for fuel, and the fire has been consumed both of its ends, and its middle part has been charred, is it then useful for anything? Behold, while it is intact, it is not made into anything, how much less when the fire has consumed it, and it is charred. Can it still be made into anything? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, as the wood of the vine among the trees of the forest, which I have given to the fire for fuel, so I have given up the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I set my face against them, though they have come out of the fire, yet the fire will consume them. And then you will know that I am the Lord when I set my face against them. Then I will make the land desolate, because they have acted unfaithfully. And one more. This is Ezekiel 19, beginning in verse 10. Your mother was like a vine in your vineyard. Planted by the waters, it was fruitful and full of branches because of abundant waters. It had strong branches fit for scepters of rulers. Its height was raised above the clouds, so that it was seen in its height with the mass of its branches, but it was plucked up in fury. It was cast down to the ground. The east wind dried up its fruit, and its strong branch was torn off, so that it withered and dried up, and the fire consumed it. Now it is planted in the wilderness, in a dry and thirsty land. A fire has gone out from its branch. It has consumed its shoot and its fruit. So there was not in it a strong branch, a scepter to rule. I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser, and every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. He lifts up. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it or cleanses it, that it may bear more fruit. For you are already cleansed because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. But if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away, its branch, and it dries up. And they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they're burned. I read all those verses because all the years that I've preached from, taught from, contemplated, crayoned in John 15. It's been one of the places in my life, primary scriptures in my life, and I've spoken from. Some of the dots I knew had never really connected. And yet, till this morning, in my time alone with the Lord. Because in verse 1, Jesus says, I am the true vine. And when you read that, you think, well, now what is he saying? I mean, what does that mean, he's the true vine? Well, just think about what he's been saying, the verses I read to you. Israel's relationship with God, they were referred to as a vine. And they were a fruitless and faithless vine. Now, Jesus is speaking to his disciples in the upper room, and they're all Jews. So they understand the vine analogy clearly. And when he gets to verse 6, that can be confusing scriptures to some. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. That's Ezekiel chapter 15, Ezekiel chapter 19. What is he talking about here? Israel's relationship with God, again, was one of faithlessness and fruitlessness. Jesus said, I am the only source of a relationship with God that can be faithful and can be fruitful. It's only found in me. Now understand what he's saying here. We said this yesterday, a branch is part of the vine. It's not a separate entity. A vine involves the root, the stem, the branch, the flower, the grape. We're part of the vine called branch that bears fruit. There's only one relationship. Jesus is saying, I'm the true vine. There's only one relationship lived before God that's faithful and fruitful, and that's my relationship. And the solution to a faithless and fruitless walk with God is to be in me and to participate in my relationship with God. You hear me? Not following, just following Jesus, but Jesus himself and our union with his life is the only relationship with God that is successful, that's pleasing to him, and that is fruitful. And if he says, any branch in me that's not bearing fruit, the word, they're consistently bearing fruit, he said, what do? I lift them up. I bring them, I heal them. But in verse 6, he just says, if anyone does not abide in me. If anyone, he's talking to the Jews, just like the Jews who reject Jesus, anyone who doesn't understand that only in Christ can you live or have a relationship with God, can you have a relationship with God that's fruitful and faithful? Trying to live for God, trying to be something for God, Israel did. He said, that branch is just going to, I mean, that's just going to burn, wither and die. Trying to live any life of spirituality without understanding. Because remember, when Jesus preaches the gospel, he's not having to explain this to everybody. He's saying, get it. What did the Lord do? How did he fix this problem of having a relationship with me? He put you in me, and you get to now participate in my relationship, my ability to live a life pleasing to God, and my capacity to produce fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. And any branch, any human being that thinks they can have a life with me, with God, that's pleasing and fruitful, they're going to find They're just going to wither up like Israel, not getting it. That spirituality is a person, and that person is Jesus. It's not about living for God. It's about God living by me, through me, in the person of Christ. We've quoted this verse 1,000 times. I'll quote it again. I love it. I love what Romans 6, 10, 11 says. For the death that he died to sin once and for all. But the life that he's living to God. Even so, consider yourselves dead to sin, but living to God in Christ Jesus. I am the true vine. Isn't that awesome? So amazing to me. So clear, so simple. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.